This is Jennifer Simmons with AIM. Already, our Hometown Innovations podcast is giving you a new way to explore the creativity happening in our cities and towns. This week, we're bringing you stories from our Idea Summit in Evansville, where local and state leaders are gathered for an exciting mix of speakers, workshops, and networking opportunities. Follow along as we share highlights from our largest event of the year and brainstorm the future of Indiana's municipalities.
This is Chelsea Schneider with AIM. So we just got done with a really exciting workshop about placemaking. And I am here with Carmen Lethig, the placemaking manager for the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority, and Veronica Watson, who's the director of Indiana Operations for Patronicity. So we're gonna continue to talk about, you know, cool quality of life projects and what Indiana cities and towns can do in terms of placemaking. So, Carmen, if you're a city and town and you're just kind of getting started or wanting to really ramp up your efforts in terms of placemaking, quality of life, you know, what are some strategies that you think that, you know, cities and towns can use?
So I think one of the things that cities and towns can first start doing is looking at some of the plans that they've already created in their community, either at their planning department or maybe some of the non-for-profits in their community, what kind of plans they already have in place for future projects. One of the things I always talk about in placemaking is there are different kinds of placemaking strategies, but which strategy you use really, it depends on where your community is at that time and where you want to be in the future. So take a look at the plans of what your community has already said that they wanted for the future of the community, and then also just take a look around, pay attention when you're walking through your community or you're going to your coffee shop or you know, you're in your public meetings. What are people doing? What are they saying? What are some of the things that they would like to see? And then take a look around about what kind of assets that you have and some of the things that you could work on and how you can build specifically on those assets in order to help you get to those goals or achieve those ideas that your community members have said that they would like to see.
No, that's awesome. And we're seeing a lot more placemaking going on in cities and towns. I mean, have you been excited to see what you're kind of experiencing across the state, or tell me your thoughts about that?
Yeah. So for example, in my presentation today, I've been doing variations of that presentation for over a year now, and I've always started off, how many of you have heard of placemaking? Because when I first started doing this, very few people would raise their hands. You know, I would have a few people, but now I don't know how many people were in that room, maybe 40, and 3/4 of them raised their hands. So I'm really excited that the word is getting spread about what placemaking is and how it can really help help revitalize our Indiana communities. And I'm really excited about some of the ideas that are coming out of these communities and some of the stuff that we have seen through our Creating Places program, which maybe Veronica will talk about a little bit. I'm so excited that there are so many creative people in Indiana, and I'm happy that we're able to help them achieve those goals and their ideas.
Great. And Veronica, you're a part of this really cool program called Patronicity, you know, coming to Indiana, really trying to implement some really cool quality of life, quality of place projects. So tell me a little bit about what Patronicity is, you know, maybe for a city or a town who really wants to use it but might not know the mechanics of it.
Yeah, so Patronicity is an online crowdfunding platform. If you've ever gone on GoFundMe or heard of Kickstarter, Indiegogo, IOBI, these are a whole treasure trove of websites that allows for different organizations and entities to crowdfund. That's what Patronicity is in its simplest terms. But what makes this a little bit different is that we are a civic crowdfunding and crowd granting website. So the easiest way to access us, to learn a little bit more, is to go to our website, www.patronicity, that's patronicity.com, and take a look at the different projects and the different pages that you'll see pop up right away. For here in Indiana, you can go to patronicity.com/creatingplaces. That is the program that we work on specifically here in Indiana, and it's great because you'll be able to see all the different projects that we've already worked on here in Indiana. So unlike other funding sources, you kind of get to see other people's applications and see how they were successful, which will hopefully kind of inspire you as you're planning for your project and how you want to be successful.
Great. Well, I really appreciate your guys' time at the Ideas Summit. Thank you for bringing us more information about placemaking.
Thank you.
Thank you.